Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I think I mentioned this in hour number one, but somebody please explain to me about John Kerry believing that people would feel better about the Ukraine war if Russia had less emissions. Something like that. I don't know, folks. I don't know what planet some of these people are on. But I don't know. Sometimes I wish they'd just go there. Go to that planet, you know, and then, I don't know, lord it over somebody else at some point. But everybody down here on this planet Earth, maybe we want to do things a certain way, and we want to be free, we want to have prosperity, we want to pursue our dreams, pursue happiness. All that great stuff, folks. Welcome to the program. I'm laughing a little bit here this morning, of course, but welcome. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have any questions or comments for us this morning, along with Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we've already heard from Richard, the Marine, up there in his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Bill, listening on WLSS 930 in Sarasota, had some comments about Nikki Haley. Not very happy with Nikki Haley, and we appreciate your message, Bill. And then also we've got William in Denver as well, sending us some comments this morning. And so thanks to everybody, of course, who chimes in. We appreciate that very much. Somebody else who we appreciate very, very much, of course, is our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, once again, yeah, as I mentioned, we've got Bill writing in, and he's, as I said, not very happy with Nikki Haley. Thinks that, she's kind of been a little whiny about things, doesn't really address some of these other issues that he's interested in, like inflation and the printing of money and this kind of thing. But overall, Nikki Haley had a hard time getting some real traction, not just with the Republican base, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, have been talking about her supporters, where her a lot of monetary support has come from. But what do we know about some of these voters that she says Trump has to go win over? Are they really just kind of, are they Democrat? What do you think?
Yeah. Yes. According to CNN, interestingly enough, 90% of them were Democrats.
Right, and because there were open primaries as well, where right. You could go and vote. And, you know, in other words, sometimes is it that they truly support Haley, do you think, or this was a red herring, you know, we're trying to skew this thing?
They're skewing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, again, mm-hmm. And of course, the base is, you know, wholeheartedly for Trump. And again, I get it. You know, there's some people who don't want to vote for Donald Trump, you know, who may have voted for him before. But I think he's going to demonstrate there's more reasons to vote for him than to either stay home or vote for some other third party candidate or something like that. But honestly, you know, this is for all the marbles, don't you think, at this point? We can't do hardly another 6 months with Joe Biden here.
True enough. I think it'd be interesting for a question to be posed to these women that sit on the View, or those over at CNN like Van Jones. You know, what's the problem? What is it that you dislike about Trump? Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that Trump did to them? That, you know, this and Hillary and all, what is it that Trump did to them that he will always be such a threat to them and a threat to the country. And I don't think they can answer that question. You know, Joy Reid's going to say it's racism. Well, you know, Trump can, he can neutralize that argument in a New York minute. And should. Trump can, you know, he's got a list of accomplishments that can negate those arguments, whatever they may be. But I want to hear them say, you know, what damage did Trump cause them, and did Trump do that they can't vote for him?
That's a really good question.
And that they hate him so badly. Because I don't know.
Well,
did Charlottesville, and the, you know, did Charlottesville hurt them in any way?
Well, and they loved Donald Trump prior to 2016.
Of course they did. They all wanted his money and donations and knocking on his door. Yeah, of course. Chuck Schumer? Yeah.
Yeah, and believe me, you know, in that realm, you know, people know what other people are like, right, in that industry. You know, and Donald Trump did navigate through the entertainment industry on a regular basis, or through the upper cut, you know, that kind of thing. And they all would have some idea about what Trump is really like. I think that they really do understand that he's always been this way. He's always been Donald Trump. But yet, for some reason, now he's become the devil.
Well, the next thing is going. I mean, you know, he can say some hateful things and has said some hateful things. You know, it's certainly recorded in Twitter. But the next question is Trump coachable now? He wasn't coachable, during his administration. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Obviously, with all the attacks and the lawsuits and so forth that he took. So now, what will it look like between now and the convention, or now in November? Is he going to be coachable? Will he take a little bit different approach? He's been a little bit less bombastic here of late. And I think it's not necessarily because of politics, but more because of these judges.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to, you know, gain some kind of advantage, whatever that may be, with these judges. But question is he coachable?
Good question indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we are coming right back. More with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. As we continue here through hour number 3 of the program, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product.
I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Power One.
All right. You know, by the way, folks, when we're looking at, you know, the Senate could come and play in California, the Senate seat that Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff are going to face off for. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. This seems to be far and away one of the most important issues facing the Senate primary voters is the cost of living. And following that is homelessness and immigration, pretty much tied, and then crime, but all very, very close together, those last three. So, you know what? You know, if California is the model, I don't know, maybe Californians are starting to say it's time to get another model going. Folks, once again, welcome back to the program. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Welcome again, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, this is kind of out of left field, but I saw this earlier today. It's actually from the Daily Mail, and it says a quarter of U.S. adults want their state to secede from the union. Texans, Californians, and New Yorkers are closest to the exit. But also evidently Alaska, according to the surveys. But, you know, this is an issue, you know, that comes up from time to time, especially in regards to the immigration problem in Texas, especially. But states can't just up and secede from the union, can they?
No.
Yeah. And we've heard about this, I think, I hate to say it, but Nikki Haley even talked about it. And then she had to come back the next day and say, well, but they really can't. You know, she talked about Texas, I think. But, yeah, it's not a process. There is no process to do that. But it is a sentiment, and that sentiment's important only because people feel like they're throwing up their hands. They don't know how to fix any of this, or this can't be fixed. I think primarily because the federal government is abdicating its responsibilities.
Texas would be the closest state that would try that process, and there are a number of old school Texans that are out there that have studied this and worked up a plan in order to secede to the point where they actually have their own currency.
Hmm.
Yeah. But this tells you that there are conditions throughout the country, but mostly because of the federal government, that the burden on some of these states because of federal government and its unwielding power causes such harm and damage to some of these states that, you know, they just, you know, Alaska, it comes down to oil and gas, and to fishing and to waterways. In Texas, it's obviously mostly immigration. You know, a bill was passed last night, sadly so, to fund the government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we keep doing the same thing over and over again, and of course they're going to blame Speaker Johnson and this and that, but it almost seems to me that there's so many other fights that have to be fought, that you kind of say, okay, let's do the spending bill so we can fight these other battles first, or something. I don't know how this stuff, the earmarks, especially the earmarks, how this stuff gets in there. And when you have these earmarks and some of these other spending things are in there, then you end up with regulations. And these regulations are so burdensome. They're burdensome on states, and they're burdensome on companies within these states. That the damage is so far-reaching. If you put it out there, citizens put it out there that they want to secede, I think especially Eastern Washington wanted to fold themselves into Idaho, wasn't that about right?
Right, right.
It really ought to be a message, too, to government, state government and federal government, but they just don't seem to care. But if you look at what's happening here in the United States as compared to what role or a non-role the United States has on a world stage, I mean, it is all so ugly, to the point where it's, you almost don't know where to begin. You don't know what to tackle first. And we have the ability to do several things at the same time. We're never in an either or situation. We can do several things at the same time, but we don't seem to fix anything. There hasn't been any kind of resolution. We can't check mm-hmm. some things off the list. And I think that's probably what's most frustrating to voters.
Indeed. Indeed. So, but it's interesting, these surveys, as you said, you know, but obviously, I mean, as we said, there's no mechanism to do that. You know, but I guess it does simply, you know, demonstrate a sentiment. But also, Denise, you know, we've got three more people have now died in the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, mm-hmm. their attacks on shipping. So, mm-hmm. you know, again, talk about being ineffective, talk about not really getting this act together. You know, how many more people have to die? I mean, if this was Donald Trump or a Republican president, let's just say that, and people and the shipping was being disrupted and people were dying and we had numerous strikes on the Houthis, don't you think the media and the Democrats especially would be saying, what's happening, Mr. President?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all these people that want, you know, a ceasefire now and blaming Israel on all things, you know, Gaza in Hamas, I don't hear them saying ceasefire to the Houthis, do you?
No, no. And mm-hmm. and also the Houthis
or
wouldn't listen.
Or to the Russians.
Yeah, when the Houthis wouldn't listen anyway. You know, I mean, it's these kinds of calls. And speaking of what's happening with the Russians, do I have this right? Did John Kerry say people would feel better about the
yes.
Ukraine war if they reduced their emissions?
Psychotic. I mean, he's absolutely psychotic.
I read it like two or three times. I was like,
no,
I must be
there.
Misunderstanding.
I'm looking it on a Twitter feed or an X feed or whatever feed it is. But no, he absolutely said it. In fact, there's one guy that said, if I wrote this plot in a science fiction book 5 years ago, it would have been rejected as unbelievable. But, yeah, John Kerry says people would feel better about the war in Ukraine if Russia would make a greater effort to reduce emissions.
I mean, sometimes we don't get to laughing too much, but, you know.
And he was removed as the climate czar. You know, remember,
right.
He was removed as the climate czar. He moved over to the Biden campaign. Well, he's never going to.
Maybe he should be like climate czar.
Group therapy. Maybe we need climate change group therapy.
Or he could go be the climate czar in Russia. You know, if you know, it's a czar after all.
Well, see,
you know,
and therein lies the interesting thing. I mean, you were just mentioning the Houthis and whatnot. these other countries have zero limitations on them that we have because. We put limitations and boundaries and restrictions on so many things in our lives because of climate change. So we can't be effective at things. So are we not fighting this war because of climate change the way we need to be fighting it?
That's a great question. And probably somebody would say, yeah, that's actually, we should, yeah, if they haven't thought of it already. But I think you're right. I mean, it's also twisted in terms of getting this job done, and we're the ones that put restrictions on ourselves. You know, China doesn't have these restrictions.
Neither does Russia, or neither do the Houthis, or Iran. I mean, do they think that do they care about emissions?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. You know, they care about winning, or they care about disrupting.
Here's a cat that's allegedly, well, he is a Vietnam veteran. We don't know about his actual service in Vietnam, but, you know, Kerry, being a veteran, should at least understand part of what war is about. I mean, give me a break.
Well, indeed. It just becomes so bizarre. And, you know, and it's like we were saying, you know, we look at this several times and say, I can't believe it just seems like you said, what, it was psychotic? I mean, that's getting there. And, you know, is this an episode? I don't know, you know, what's actually happening there. But it just doesn't make any sense at all in the big world. I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. Hold the fort for a moment because we're going to come right back. Folks, we're going to open up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour. 949-822-7959 is the number. We've already got some of the switchboard lighting up, so we'd love to see that. And we'll love to see you on the other side of this very short bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. Denise Simon is coming back with us. Stay right there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the high court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thursday edition continues. We are rolling along, everybody, through the wee hours of the morning across America. And your radio dial as well. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here as well. 949-822-7959 is the number. We got the switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. This morning. So that's pretty cool. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's head right over to the telephone lines. We got Backgam and Bob. Good morning, Backgam and Bob.
Yes, sir. Anyway, want to know how the JFK Jr., John F. Kennedy Jr., third party bid will affect the election as he's a libertarian. Now, I happen to know somebody personally who is going to be helping him with his election. This is a guy that's an influencer and a national, and to some degree a national figure. I can't reveal his name because I don't know how he would feel about that. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to let you know this is absolutely for sure. And another thing that I saw on the internet is on Fox News, they have a weapon detection company which uses AI and a camera. And it can detect if a person is like taking an AR out of a trunk or a gun, and it can zoom in on it and determine. And then they have people that are monitoring, live people that are monitoring, just like they do on a company. You know, saying they have live monitoring, so they will determine. And then they will call the police or the school or whatever and let them know about it. And although, while I think this is a good thing as far as in this purpose, this is a technology that could be very dangerous because that AI could be used to determine all sorts of things and could eventually be, just like the Chinese are using it, maybe to determine how their people are and detect actions they don't like, and it could be used in crime fighting. There's just a lot of different possibilities for this type of technology, I think. All right. What do you think, Denise?
Hey, thanks very much, Backgammon Bob. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Denise, what do you think about RFK Jr.?
I don't think it's going to have much effect. I think it will, if there is any, I think it'll be on the Democrat side. That's why they're fighting so much to keep them off of, you know, off of ballots. You have to have so many signatures and whatnot to be on a ballot, and they don't want him out there. Remember, he came out as a Democrat first, and then I think he went to independent, and now he's even considering going over to libertarian. I don't think he's a libertarian, but yeah,
he's looking for his path, basically.
Yeah,
I tell you exactly. Tell you what, let's head over to Tony in Tampa. We've got Tony in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Tony.
How you doing, Kyle? Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
What concerns me is this. Biden is the worst president in this nation's history. He's corrupt. He's a pathological liar. He's got dementia. He doesn't know what day it is. And Trump is beating him only by 2 or 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
How could, Denise, excuse me. Does that concern you?
You know, I'm very happy that you asked that question, because I was actually looking at the numbers as fast as I could, because they don't stay up very long. The number of votes that Biden was getting in these primaries on Tuesday compared to those that Trump was getting. And it does concern me. For instance, 550,000 people at one point in Texas voted for Biden. And I thought, 550,000? Are you kidding me? After what Texas has been through, you'd have 550,000 that would vote for Biden?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. I'm tracking with you.
Indeed.
Yeah, Trump should be winning by 8 or 9 points minimum. And it's not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. It's an uphill battle.
I'm with him. Yeah. He's spot on with this one. So I agree with him.
All right, Tony in Tampa, we appreciate the call very, very much. Thanks for calling in. But we're going to head over here. We've got Mel listening to us. And Mel, I think you're up in New York, that area, I believe, right?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm originally from Saratoga Springs. I'm about 3.5 hours south of that, right down here on Long Island, at Belmont Racetrack, because I've got a filly that I'm partners with that I'm training to get ready to run here in the middle of the month. And then head back to Saratoga once the training track opens up middle of April. And I'll be able to lay my head on my home pillow.
But, very cool. Yeah, so what are you thinking about this morning?
Wasn't it years ago when Joe Biden had mentioned about wanting to provoke a war with Russia by bringing NATO, or looking to bring Ukraine Ukraine into NATO, or something, to do something? He mentioned something about Balkans or something in that regard. Yeah, here's these roosters in the background. His roosters and hens and all through the barn here. But anyway, yeah. I mean, I just don't understand what's the fascination of trying to fund Ukraine with our tax dollars when this criminal in the Oval Office and the Democrat Party and the deep state are looking. I mean, he even said so himself that he wanted a way to provoke Russia so that we could start a war with Russia. I guess to what, conquer them? I don't know how the hell they expect to do that. I mean, they've got so many different time zones, and it's a large. I mean, but the fact is that Ukraine was brought closer and closer to NATO was brought closer and closer to the Russian border, where Putin said he wanted nothing to do with that, because what comes with that is you got everything that's going wrong here in this nation as far as all this transgenderism and all of the corruption within the government that he didn't want anything. And it's like a Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, what? I mean, what do we expect a guy to do? What we did?
Yeah. Well, good question. Good point. Let's let Denise respond. And we love the Roosters.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we love the Roosters. Okay. Take care. All right. Bye bye.
Hey, Kim.
All right, what do you think, Denise?
There's something kind of romantic in just being out with some farm animals.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, life is simple. It kind of keeps things in perspective.
Yeah.
If you listen very carefully, and I've watched many, many videos and documentaries on Putin, and you know, the propaganda and the KGB tactics and now it's FSB and the lies, it's almost as though I don't know how Russian or people that work in the Kremlin can actually believe each other, because there's so many stupid things that float around. You know, they kind of have to look at each other sideways. They're like, "You for real?" But, you know, he really thought that NATO was going to attack Russia. NATO is never going to attack Russia. That's just not, I mean,
right.
Just go sit in the corner, Putin, and behave yourself, and everything will be fine. We can have peace on Earth. And he wants to denazification of Ukraine. Well, there aren't any. He concocted that. It's a concocted story. So he wants the power. He wants his caucuses, these countries back into, you know, the Soviet states. And, it's fascinating to me. It goes way beyond Ukraine now, because you've got the Wagner Group that operates in Venezuela, operates in Cuba. It's all over Africa. So, it goes way beyond. I mean, it's a false war, but, you know, let's not forget, he went to war with Georgia during the Bush administration. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2014, he went into the Donbass region. He's working real hard to take down Moldova right now and Latvia. You know, he's got operatives everywhere. And I would argue, in a lot of ways, it's the very same playbook that Beijing is using.
Well, in a post-Putin Russia, let's say he...
There won't be one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, but if he tries to cobble together his version of the USSR, basically, you know, does that survive after him, or are there other, you know, strong men come along to do that kind of thing?
I think it's really going to come down to money.
Mm-hmm.
Can Russia maintain any kind of economy other than oil?
Good question. Yeah. Well, Denise,
where it is.
We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, and callers, sorry that we couldn't get to Neil and Henderson, but hopefully we'll do tomorrow. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we continue to race through and rocket through this Thursday edition of the program. Hour number three, continuing to just fly by. And I'm not surprised because that's pretty much the way it is every morning here on the program. And we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. And, of course, we're also glad to have Chris Markowski with us. Chris Markowski, of course, is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his radio program, also his podcasts and much more. Wall Street, pardon me, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And you can hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer, our home station in Tampa, Florida. So without further ado, let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we got a lot to talk about, as always. I did see that this goes in, I guess, into the business realm of things, but North Face evidently is now offering a discount for customers if they take an equity course. In order, and evidently, according to the headline that says black people can't enjoy the outdoors. This is a little strange. What do you make of is this a marketing tactic or what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out for them. I heard something about that. I hear about these things and it's an instant eye roll. I think for most Americans out there, and I don't understand how that's going to help sell more of your product or more of your brand. I think probably will tick more people off. So I'm curious to see who's in charge of that nonsense.
Well, exactly. I mean, because my estimation, the equations go something like this. I think that, whenever people are starting to encounter the wokeness, quote unquote, for lack of a better term, you know, Disney and woke, you know, equals bad, you know, Bud Light and woke equals bad. You know, this kind of stuff, it just seems like, every single time that that they get into these kinds of things, it just is terrible for business, and they have to build their way back up.
I agree. I do. I think that you got a lot of people. Well, the whole Madison Avenue marketing thing, I don't even think, quite frankly, I think a lot of the advertising firms and marketing people even understand the world around them that much anymore. It's not like it used to be where you know, Dom Draper and whatnot putting ads on TV. They have to find new ways of drawing attention to themselves, and many times it kind of backfires on them.
Well, indeed. Well, now kind of turning to the economy overall, we heard something about this the other day, but it's coming back around again, and that is this notion of the 1970s style stagflation. And again, we're always hearing predictions, obviously, about interest rates, or we're hearing about inflation's going to do this or going to do that, and we expect a recession now or then. But you know, when they're talking about stagflation, are they talking about kind of the Carter era of things? And do we have is there a recipe for that at this point?
Well, I mean, that's what people would associate stagflation with. It's where you have slowing economic growth and rising inflation at the same time. And, that's exactly what it is. And, right now, we have inflation and we have slowing economic growth. The economic growth that we have derived, much of it is coming from government borrowing and spending, which to me is, it's not true organic growth by any stretch of the imagination. So, yes, as people say, we're living on borrowed time. We're living on borrowed time and money when it comes to economic growth until we can get it back to more organic growth based in the private sector. We do have, some growth when it comes to technology and artificial intelligence, but I don't think that's going to be enough to drive the type of economic growth and productivity that we have moving forward. Coupled with the fact that you have continued inflation and people's salaries are not keeping up with that, presents a very difficult situation.
Well, later tonight there's going to be the State of the Union address from President Biden. And no matter what, every president, every administration, regardless of political party, they're going to try to put everything in the best light. I'm sure we're going to hear about jobs, we're going to hear about everything that's kind of going well, but I think a lot of the American people and consumers will see that it's not whatever the president is going to say, how wonderful it is, it may not line up with their reality, though.
Well, the pundits are there to try to, tell people what to think about what they just saw, and I'm sure that a lot of it's already been written to present it and to frame it in a certain light. Again, many Americans, they don't like to think for themselves, and that's unfortunate. It is. They want to be told what to think and what to do, and that oftentimes will get you in all sorts of trouble. I don't need to watch the State of the Union to know exactly what's going on. I know they've been basically telegraphing what their plans are when it comes to inflation and the blame game, and rolled out the cookie monster and put out the Super Bowl video and all this, the Monopoly Man and these other people over there that are causing all of your problems and all your woes, and blame this group. And that's we don't have people that come up there and actually look to solve problems. They look to it's the old don't fix the problem, fix the blame, and that's what we deal with.
Well, I think very well said. Yeah, and the Cookie Monster thing. Yeah, hopefully people aren't listening to Cookie Monster in the serious way, but maybe it was Kermit. Maybe that's a whole different story. I don't know. I don't want smaller cookies either. I'm with Cookie Monster on that one. But at any rate. When we take a look also, it's interesting because fast food has been in the news so much when we talked about Wendy's and they had the surge pricing, then they backed off of that. Well, now something that's going viral is evidently a hefty receipt from a Five Guys restaurant. It was $24 basically for one person, I guess, to get a hamburger and fries and a drink or something like that. You know, this is going to be the way that if things are going, especially with, you know, minimum wage like in California, that's going to $20 an hour.
Yeah. Again, unless, of course, you donate to Gavin Newsom and, you have a Panera thing. A loophole in for you. I feel bad. I mean, I can't wait. I'm on my way out of the state of New York. People who live in these blue states out there with their regulations and whatnot. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it is what it is. It's not going to change. They gerrymandered these places, and they're going to continue to go downhill. I don't want to tell you what to tell you. I mean, they just had to call up the National Guard to put in New York City subways, to check bags because crime has gotten so bad. So, you decide where you want to live. It's a big country. It is, and there's other places around here that are doing things the right way.
Well, indeed. And, in fact, here in California, one of the far and away, it looked like the big issue in terms of the Senate primary voters was the cost of living. And so that's a huge indictment on the monoparty system in California, where things are literally just getting out of control. And, to see something like that happen now, Chris, we're going to have a Republican versus a Democrat in the Senate race. That's a new one, at least for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe get a participation trophy for that, because we all know that that shit is going to win. you're going to get the same, nonsense. So, again, we see it around the country. People get fed up and then they up and leave. You decide where you want to live, and that's the conditions. That's where you want to live. I don't know what to say when it comes to this. I mean, we have a bifurcated country in many respects. You have certain states that have again managed to gerrymander themselves into one party rule, and you can see the decline there.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And, of course, Chris, you've got a radio show. You've also got a podcast. And, I know that you've been talking about a lot of these subjects, plus many more. So people need to go over to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and check everything out.
Yep, we have everything available right there at the website. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, have a great morning. We're going to talk to you again on the Friday morning edition. So take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to climb up now to the top of the hour. And we are, I think we're just rolling along this morning. We got a lot happening. And by the way, bottom of the hour, next hour, you got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You definitely want to check that out. It's going to be about 5:30 a.m. or so. We'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith, and we'll be taking your telephone calls here on the other side of the top of the hour news. So Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Chehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.